Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. Hope you're doing well, Sloppers. The team today, Joe Smith, Sloppy Joes, Ethan James, everybody. You must be doing a good And Dom's in the middle of us all, the Sloppy Sandwich.
How are you, Dom?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How are you, Joe?
He started in a mood, Annie, because someone's seen someone else on Instagram having a day out,
so he didn't
get invited.
That isn't so.
So he's moody.
No,
his lover, he's having a beer with somebody else.
No.
Grow up, it's Friday.
Come on.
I'm very good. How's life?
Good. You've shaven. You're looking very trim and well.
I have shaven.
Yeah.
Your big head.
Did you shave it yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
But I had an audition in the morning after I shaved my head, and I didn't realise that I'd left two big patches of hair here at the side. And auditions, you have to give a profile, so I'm doing like that, then that, and I smile at the camera because I was in such a rush, I sent it off.
Can I ask you a question? You look like you had a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
What would you, would your body be up for being an act? Not what I was going to say here. Would you get nude on stage for money?
Yeah.
Really?
Would your body be up for being
I was thinking about
actor.
Asking it in sort of a
That's such
sort of
a very
stylish
lovely way.
Way
to ask that, actually.
But as an actor, are there limits to what you do on stage?
No.
Your willy could be present.
Yeah, my dignity went out the window a long time ago.
Yeah. Would you... let's not get into it. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, I'm here as well.
How are you, Ethan?
I am fine.
You just drink
your coffee? I don't think you're fine.
I'm fucking knackered. I got a coffee. I'm not
say,
very good at coffee.
For those, obviously, people don't know, it's past 5 p.m. and It's like half five.
Are you
Why
okay?
are you drinking a coffee?
I'm just shattered.
What, you
what did you do yesterday? Let's start breaking jokes with you, Ethan.
Oh, that's the cinema one, isn't it?
That's Pearl and Dean.
That's Pearl and Dean. By the way, the guy must create that tweet.
Did I tell you about this? Did my mum's mum and dad were called Pearl and Dean?
What?
Did you know this?
No.
Or as I called them, grandma and grandpa, papa, 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 papa.
It's very good.
It's good.
Was that a joke or were they actually called Berlin?
No, it was a joke. Ethan, how have you been, mate? Talk to us.
I've been fine. What have I been up to, if that's the question?
Shut up! Dom, it's Ethan's time.
I had a nice day out on the Saturday.
Oh, nice. Where did you go?
I went to the comedy club.
Hey! Frog and Bucket.
Frog and Bucket.
Great.
So
your old haunting ground.
Well, I did. 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's pretty. That's more than any else of us.
But a friend works there as well now, so we can, say hello to him. It's nice.
Who works there?
Max Smith. He used to.
We can say that.
Max Smith works there now.
Is he? Great, nice.
So he's there quite a bit, and obviously he's one of the sloppers stands in now and again when you're sort of.
Well, that podcast can't be doing too well then if he's working a second job.
He's juggling stuff, isn't he?
What?
He's juggling bits and bobs.
Yeah, chuckling.
Juggling.
He's in the circus.
Oh, okay.
He's a juggler.
So why did you go to the Frog and Bucket?
It's doing better than this podcast. Went there because it was my girlfriend Chloe's friend Beck's birthday. So we went there. There was 11 of us. It's one of those situations where you only know your partner and you don't know anyone else. Mm. So you have to kind of... Like, on the way there, I was thinking, God, because I don't really see anyone anymore. And I've lost a lot of, ability to socialise, I feel.
Is there anything, is there any worries in you that someone might heckle you? Or you might, one of your team might heckle if you get too pissed? Or
Well, I guess so. So when you go in and there's a big group of, 11 people, you have to pay, a £10 deposit per person to say, look, if I kick up a fuss or cause a racket, you can take it off us.
No, do you really?
Yeah, you do.
That's, first of all...
Thoughts?
Bollocks, because
no.
A, having your night ruined as a comedian is worth more than a tenner. That's not. It's either not enough or too much. It doesn't do the job that it's meant to do.
It's a deterrent.
Is it?
What would you do?
tell people, you run a comedy if you heckle, you're getting kicked out.
Yeah, but that's what you do, and then you get your tenor taken off you as well.
What if you go in individually, one by one, and pretend you're not in a group?
Yeah, because I've been there a few times and didn't have to pay that. Is it because you were with a group?
It's above 10, I think, is the rule.
Okay. All right, yeah. Then in that case, fair enough, because that's 100 quid.
Yeah.
Everyone's lost it. No, that okay, sorry, I'm back on board.
You create that sort of atmosphere, you create your own little mini little community there, don't you? So you all might start chatting and you might get like sort of distracted from the comedian. Yeah. I know what you mean. Tenor, it could be more, but if individually you all get that taken
no,
off,
that's
you,
fair enough. I didn't realise it was groups of 10 or
above. No, that's
as you were, Ethan.
Well, it was, so like I said, I knew Max. So when I get in, see Max on the doors, it's like, oh, hello, Max, how you doing? It's like, oh, bloody hell, Ethan knows him. Max very eagerly, immediately gives me a bottle of Prosecco, which is very lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
I was also thinking, oh, there's the birthday girl there. Should I give it to the birthday girl kind
Ethan,
of thing?
Of course you should.
Yeah, let's just pause there a second. 100%, that shouldn't stay in your hand for more than 3 seconds and go straight to the birthday girl. Dom?
No, it's mine. You gave it to me.
Right. Have you met this birthday girl before?
I've met her once before.
Yeah,
you don't even know her. Don't give it to her.
No, that's going straight to her.
What did you do?
So, sit down and, they've all sat in because I'm talking to Max. So they all sat down. And then I quite awkwardly walk across and I'm here with this bucket of Prosecco and I'm like, oh God, I feel a bit like, look at me, the pompous twat kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? So immediately I did, having felt that pressure, went, Beck, do you want a glass? Do you want a glass? You can split it between you two, Chloe and Beck. But luckily, she didn't like Prosecco.
Hey,
so back in my claws.
Why
exactly.
Didn't you say to her, do you want to be glassed? And then do that scene from that Scottish film?
I just couldn't.
Fucking hell.
Or what we could have maybe done is got a glass for everyone and shared it.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
I only had two glasses.
In the venue.
Go ask for some more glasses.
Well, I was just giving. I don't know. I didn't want to make a big. That's a bigger meal of things.
Did you drink the full bottle?
No, I shared it with Chloe. So
Prosecco drunk's an interesting drunk. I don't like it.
Do you feel like
I get fuzzy.
I remember one time in boarding school, we had a composer's concert and there was a cello concerto. Mm. An organ boy, after the cello concerto, he ran away from the hall in kind of like delight. And the guy who composed the thing was called Joe, and he's a monk now, a Buddhist monk. And we went up to his room to celebrate. His mom gave him a bottle of Prosecco. And when we went in his room, organ boy Alex was sat in Joe's chair in Joe's room on his own with his feet on the window drinking the Prosecco.
By himself?
Hmm.
Did he know why?
We don't know.
How did he get in the room?
Because it must have been open. Very strange.
Very strange.
That would have been Ethan if only times had been slightly different.
Mm.
So you enjoyed the frog and bucket, but why are you so tired today? What did you do yesterday?
Sorry, before we move on, was it like Beat the Frog? Was it you paying for a particular comedian? What was the setup?
It was, I think on a Saturday, so it was like the 4 o'clock slot, so they have like four different comics and they just kind of rotate. Do you call him a compere?
MC.
Yeah, he was... He was struggling a bit, I thought, because he was bags of energy, Scottish guy, like, he's really good energy. And he'd ask people around the room the classic, like, what do you do for a living kind of thing? And, like, people were giving, like, one-word answers and stuff, all quite noble things. So first person straight off the bat was like, oh, I'm a foster carer. Oof. And he's just like...
Full-time job?
Yeah.
Just put him in a cage for the day and go out.
Pick someone up for an afternoon.
I thought you could have a normal life whilst fostering.
Well, you can, but you've got a kid who lives with you as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Can you foster me?
Nope. Go on.
So, you're more of a Dr. Foster went to Gloucester type, aren't you?
What's that?
Just sort of vinegar and brown paper on the head and something
vinegar.
Going wrong all the time.
I really like
You've
vinegar
never heard
this
of
year.
Dr. Foster went to Gloucester?
I've never heard. I've heard
I'll
of.
I'll be honest with you.
I've heard of.
Dom's side,
I've heard of Harry McLaren from Donaldson's Dairy.
You have? Have you eaten?
I've heard of the man from China who wasn't a very good climber. Wingfest Manchester is days away. The 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of September at Victoria Baths. Get your tickets now. There are four sessions up for grabs. One of the sessions is even sold out. We're going to be here. The team's going to be doing a mixture of DJing, saying hello throughout the weekend. I'll be at every single one. Now, it's wingfest.co.uk for tickets. Get them while you can, and I will see you there. They are proud sponsors of the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Now, I believe for the third, fourth year, wingfest.co.uk. See you in Manchester.
So he's really struggling because people weren't given good careers and one-word answers kind of thing. stuff like paramedics or whatever. One person said they did like a creative writing degree, and he was like, "What branch at Starbucks do you work at now?" And that was like, that was quite a good one.
No, that hits.
I do work in a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's all right. Sorry,
do you put people's names on the side of the cup?
No.
So that wasn't really like, I don't know, I just felt a little bit like you can like claw away at it a little bit more, you know, kind of like I was sitting there thinking, oh, I could have said this or I could have said that. Funnily enough, my mum sent me the same message the last 2 weeks of to train up for like a comedy course and it like sorry to be on a comedy course to train up to be a comedian, an 8-week course. What? She keeps sending me this thing.
Does she want you to do it?
Well, yeah, I think it's because I keep saying like, oh my god, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm struggling for at the minute, like friends and stuff are just like I'm at that stage now where I'm realizing everyone's moving on and transitioning.
Do you know who's not moved on?
You.
And he's looking for a friend and has been asking you for over a year to be your friend.
So everyone is just gone now and I've got nothing. So I'm just trying to find like the next kind of step. So I think maybe because I'm...
So doing comedy's going to be...
Well, no, I think my mum's thinking because like who I work with now, obviously they've all been like a comedy course, like Stephen did, Max did. So I don't know if she's thinking, oh, maybe get on board with this, but I don't think it's for me. I think it'd be a fun thing to try. I could do like a Beat the Frog one time.
What would you say if he picked on you? What would you say your job is?
I'd play it. Do you want to act it out? Do you want me to? How about I do it with you?
You be the comedian.
Oh, I was going to. Okay, fine. You can be
I
the comedian.
I kind of knew. How do you Scottish accent?
No, just be
do the Scottish accent.
Around the room, hey, who can we see on this busy evening? Oh, 11 people together. Man with glasses?
Here you go. What's your name?
What's your name? She?
It's he. Ethan's the name.
Yeah, what do you get up to in your work life, mate?
I edit videos for a living.
That sounds shit, that. Can you edit this night to be a bit better?
I know, mate. It's too tragic to even give it a go.
Well, it's one of those viral... It can be one of those viral videos, couldn't it? Where I'm like... I get famous for, like, saying Hawk Tour.
I don't think you're going to get famous,
mate.
You're
not going to get famous. What would you say if someone pointed at you? Would you say coffee shop or would you say actor?
I said nothing. I'm unemployed.
But what if I was with you and I said he's lying?
I'm waiting for my granddad to die so I can have his money.
I work in media.
No, if you were the comedian.
Oh, right. So, I'd be tired if I was speaking to him. I'd go, I'm working media.
I'll do the Beat the Frog.
Go for it.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
The Frog?
The Frog.
You and Ethan should both do Beat the Frog one night.
I'll absolutely smash your balls.
Have you been thinking more about getting into comedy than Ethan?
No, I haven't. I've been seeking a wider purpose, probably. I will get on to seeking a wider... I think at the minute, I'm in like a Dom stage where I'm mulling around feeling sorry for myself kind of thing. But unlike Dom, I will seek the next step.
Why are you so tired right now?
Just, you know, man, just...
Did you not sleep very well?
No, I slept fine.
So why are you so tired then?
I didn't sleep very well.
Are you hiding secrets from us?
No.
I'm to get up early or something?
No, I'm just really uninterested now. I've got nothing... I'm just really uninterested now. I used to be a lot more interested back in the day.
Why has that happened? What's happened?
Last week you nearly got robbed by a madman.
Yeah, I wish that happened again. We'd have something to talk about with you.
Why is that happening? Is it all your friends left you or something?
Yeah, they've all gone.
Where have they all gone?
They told you they're moving on. I didn't realise this was coming. I thought it could last forever, the good stages. I haven't seen anyone in weeks. They're just moving on now, aren't they?
Are they not in Disbury anymore?
No, they're just doing their own thing.
What about Alan? Have you texted him recently?
I have, but he's, you know, around the world drinking pints and watching Newcastle United.
How excited is he for the Champions League?
He's buzzing. He can't come on the winter trip with us because he's going to Marseille away, so that's a shame.
Got a winter trip? This is exciting.
Well, we do one every year, but...
When I went to Laser Quest when I was a child, I think it's actually ingrained into me. The group of boys I was with, it was a birthday party, on the way there, they kept chanting to me, "Dom can't come. Dom can't come." When I was nine...
That's really cool.
All the way.
That's really horrible.
How many boys?
Like four.
Did the parents join in?
No, she was a single mum.
She started it.
I stole money from her.
No.
Her, what is it? Partner.
After that or before?
Before.
So you stole money from
them? They didn't know. No, but my mum gave it back.
Can you imagine that a person who might steal money from them might not be as welcome as others?
What?
They didn't know. They didn't know.
How did you steal money from it?
Well, you know that. Those big cola bottles that store change?
Yeah. They're like the 2 feet tall, yeah, by the glass. Yeah.
It was full. And the man, he was just a random man. Me and his girlfriend's son said, oh, can we count it? So we spilled it all out onto the carpet. And every now and then I'd be counting and I'd put one on my sleeve.
Nice, like a magician.
Got to buy Yu-Gi-Oh cards, funnily enough.
How much did you steal?
Probably like 30 quid. My mum found out though, because my mum must have come into my room and see this like mountain of change on my desk, and she's like,
"Are you in busking?
Like, where did you get lair. That from?"
Yeah. Gold coins all over the bed. In
she opens the door
stack.
And goes,
"Shh!"
Oh, and she's like,
drowning in it.
Yeah,
and you're swimming like dumb. Scrooge McDuck.
I've been in bed. I've been playing. I've been playing Path of Exiles 2.
Great.
The third edict. And I've been working, and I've been chatting.
How's the coffee shop?
Yeah, it's fine. And I've been chatting to Sloppers on Instagram and by text.
Have you heard about this?
Go on, tell him.
He's got four Sloppers. I think this is weird. I think we should have an intervention. He's texting four.
They're my friends.
Individual listeners now.
I think that's quite sweet.
Is it the beginning of a cult?
Maybe. I hope so.
He's not asked for any money yet, but he's saying it could be on the way.
You've asked them all to count their change jar with them, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Let me. Everyone bring your big cola bottles full of change around to mine and we'll count it together.
I have to do some shout-outs, though, because I've promised them I would.
Yeah. This is where he gets his money.
Yeah, this feels...
A couple of quid a shout-out.
A couple of quid a shout-out. Well, the man of the moment, I always have to... Because he's very annoyed that I haven't shouted out. He's with Mr. Hesketh with his cows.
Will Hesketh, the dead.
Are you your mates now?
Yeah, we're all mates.
Well, you didn't seem to be mates at the start.
We're really good friends. And then Adam Slop.
Haven't you cursed him?
I cursed his pigs, but he doesn't have any pigs. Oh. Says by the by,
the deal died immediately.
Someone put the demons into them and they ran over the hill into Adam Slop, who I text.
We can't
genuine surname.
You generally can't have a slop. I don't think you can have a listener.
Then there's the girl in Brighton. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. Dan Bloomfield was the OG.
Yeah. And how often are you texting these
every sloppers? Every day.
What are you talking about?
Well, with Adam Slop, I talk about...
Is that his real name?
No. He's in my phone as Adam Slop.
Okay.
I talk about stopping boozing with him.
Oh, is he the one that was also trying to stop boozing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I was sober the other night and he sent me a picture of him drinking cider.
How jealous of that, mate? Up.
Well, kind of annoying. Yeah. He said it was a joke, though.
Did it make you fall?
No. I didn't have any money for booze, you see. So I'm sober by proxy.
Yeah.
Like that Munchausen's disease. My boys! My boys!
Nothing else since
we're
the
last... We're at the end of an age!
Stop saying this! We're at the end of an age!
Shit on by Tories, shoveled up by Labour.
The end days.
Now what? You...
You've done nothing. We three.
Four.
The end of the aisle.
How is work going?
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, I did so much work. Why are you looking at my beard? And you are! You can't stop denying it. You look at my beard all the time.
It's interesting.
It's not interesting. Can I look at your asshole? That'd be more interesting than my beard.
I've not got my asshole out on the pod.
No, but it's not. I can't. Get your hair out then. Let me look at that.
I've got my hat on.
Yeah. What would you want me to do?
Wear a net.
Wear a hat on my beard.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I like looking at it, seeing if there's any little treats in there that you've left.
God. You know, I was thinking about the other day, you know, when you said, have you ever swallowed your own spit? And I said, yeah, when it was out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't remember the situation where I did that, but it wasn't my spit.
Oof.
When I was with the big-breasted woman in her bedroom and we were canoodling... I was like, I'm really in the mood for, can you spit in my mouth?
Oh, God.
I thought, oh, this is great. This is going to be great. But she did it in a way that was just like so unsexy. Kind of like spat. It was like, the lingering one where it just like kind of drops into your mouth. And I thought, that this is the most disgusting thing I've ever done. And I've shit myself in public. On a bar stool.
That was the worst thing
on a bar stool.
Yeah.
I've heard this story. Was it in a theatre?
It was in Nottingham Theatre, yes.
Yeah,
what were you watching?
No, I was working there. In a play. But I, when I was learning my lines, I'd be drinking coffee and having pints all day long. So I wanted all my gold pen there.
So many stories happening all at once.
So, how did you take the being spat on? Did you say, oh, that was nice?
Well, it was immediately like, pick up on. This is horrible. If you look at my beard one
I'm
more
fucking
time,
in your eyes.
I'm going to put my fingers in your mouth and take
Ethan,
your teeth out.
Tell him off because he's fucking...
I won't listen to Ethan anymore. I won't be caged anymore!
Have you done anything,
with, funny.
Have you done anything with your religion at the minute? Are you a priest again?
Yes. How's meeting him next week.
How's it going?
Well, I keep putting him off, you see.
Why are you doing that?
Because when I meet him, there's big silences. Because I'm expecting him to give me wisdom, but there's big silences.
He's not a therapist.
Well, why is he asking to see me all the time,
then? He's a priest.
But he wants me to go to his Starbucks near him. Why can't he come to me?
Because not everything in life comes to you.
John. Verse 2, chapter 3.
Do priests meet in a Starbucks? Is that where they meet?
It doesn't sound too holy, does it? You thought they would go for like a more traditional local
camp. Where do you want to meet me?
The North Starbucks.
Oh, it's like meeting in a Mackey's with a priest.
Meeting in a manger. Let's get the local manger, shall we?
A preta manger.
I don't know.
You could meet in a preta manger. Yeah,
wouldn't be bad indeed.
Thanks, Ethan. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If he wants to meet you somewhere biblical, a preta manger will do it.
Yeah. Can I tell you a Norm MacDonald joke?
Go on then.
A what?
A Norm MacDonald joke. The comedian?
Yes.
He's a great comedian.
Why is that other people's jokes?
Because it's a great joke and maybe not many people have heard of it.
Good point.
You're doing it on purpose now, little fucking bitch. So a frog, he walks into a bank. Have you heard this one?
Yeah.
And he wants a loan. So he goes to the cashier and he goes, hello, my name's Kermit. I want a loan. She goes, you're not Kermit the Frog. He goes, no, I'm Kermit Jagger. My dad's Mick Jagger. My dad fucked a frog. Okay. She goes, I don't think I can give a frog a loan. Her name's Patty, by the way. And
Paddy, by the way.
No, she's called Patty. And I don't think I can give it. He goes, I want a lily pad. I need a loan. And she goes, well, do you have any like collateral or anything like that? And he gets this little pink, little tiny, little shiny elephant out of his pocket. He's like, I've got this. And she goes, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to my manager about this. And she goes, I've got a frog out there, Kermit Jagger, and he wants a loan for a lily pad. And he goes, well, does he have any collateral? What does he want? She goes, yeah, he gave me this little pink thing. I don't really know what it is. What it is. And he goes, well, it's a knick-knack, paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His dad's a Rolling Stone.
I knew you wouldn't like that. I knew from the very start that was not your type of joke whatsoever.
2 minutes of my life, I'm never getting
back. Do you like that one?
It was all right. Yeah, I thought you were going to have a proper punchline.
Yeah, it did.
It did have almost too proper of a punchline. It's got one of the biggest punchlines of any joke of all time.
You like Ethan?
It's not made the cut, sadly.
Did he get the loan?
I don't know if he got the loan, but Norm MacDonald's better at saying that.
Yeah. Maybe leave it to him then.
What?
We could have what?
He's dead.
Oh. So someone's got to say it, and there's no.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. I've got to profligate this joke.
Get it out there.
Go on.
No, so I was just quickly before we moved on from Dom. I was going to say with the priest and stuff. Do you properly believe it, or do you think you just
I believe the priest?
No, do you believe in either? Well, Catholicism, Christianity, or are you just trying to find a little gap at the minute?
What do you mean a little gap?
Because I think Ethan, deep down,
say what you think,
gap.
Ethan.
I believe.
I think he might be open to this as well.
I believe that it is the only answer. Because else is vanity.
I went to Greece for a wedding. I've not talked about that yet.
You're always going away. Everyone's going away all the time.
Have you not talked about this yet?
No, I talked about the stag do last week.
Is that not the same thing?
Completely different wedding.
Unbelievable. So many people get married in your life all the time, don't they?
It's wedding season, or as people now call it, SZN.
What?
SZN.
SZN.
What's that?
Season.
What letters are you saying?
S, Z, and N.
Oh, it's S.
It's Z. Wedding season.
Sism.
As they say. Mm. Went to Crete, lovely part of the world. Guess how big Crete is?
I'm going to guess 6 miles by 4 miles.
Massive. 126 miles.
Is it? I always thought it was tiny.
I thought I could run around Crete. It's fucking massive.
100 miles long.
They laughed at me. It's got two airports.
Who laughed at you?
The Cretes.
The Cretians.
The Cretians laughed at me. It's got two airports. Not one, but two.
Wow.
Couple of things I've learned. In the pool, can't hold my breath for as long as I used to be able to. It's a shame, isn't it?
How long for?
30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. I used to be able to do it for a minute.
It's because you're overweight, Joe.
Excuse me. Well, that leads into number two. Too much feta cheese because of my heartburn.
How much?
Oh, I had a full block.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what it comes on? The salad.
Yeah.
What a place.
You were eating round the cucumber though, weren't you, at one point?
Round.
Joe, why have you just got a bowl of cucumber, red onion and tomato?
This is my kind of salad.
Cheese.
Four blocks of cheese.
Cheese with olive oil on it.
Four block of cheese, olive oil.
Yes, please.
Olives. Like what? Onion, red onions, tomatoes, and then they threw some peppers in, which is nice. Do you know when you're swimming around, and this is famous in Crete, famous. It's surrounded by four different seas. And in one of the seas, where me and Becky were, the little fish that you see on the beach, when you put your feet in.
No.
They bite you.
Do they?
They bite.
Are these like the ones that you can use to get in those sort of
like
shops?
Chopped.
Do you remember that was so popular?
They're illegal now.
Yeah. Someone
they
got
really?
Some disease from it, didn't
they? Really?
One swamped someone's verruca and went through the brain box.
Absolutely not.
Of course not. Go on, Joe.
They bite you. You've got to keep moving. You can't just relax. Can't relax. So it wasn't fun. That day wasn't fun. Because the first time.
So what
time
are the four seas that Crete is surrounded by then? Because is it not?
I'm
going
to have to guess here.
Is it not just in the Mediterranean?
Adriatic. Yeah, and then some other sea, and one more on top of that.
Wow.
The Greeks don't.
It's unbelievable. I love facts.
Google that. Google Crete.
Seas.
The Greeks don't always throw plates at the weddings, which is unfortunate for me. Because I lobbed mine afterwards.
Yeah. Did they not throw them?
Did you hope that they would throw plates onto your table full of food?
Not the stars.
Why?
Oh, it gets carried.
Would you like to know?
Oh, what is it? Go on, tell us the four seas.
Crete is surrounded by the Cretan Sea. The Libyan Sea. The Mytorn Sea. And the... Carpathian Sea.
So you got all the.
Are you mad that not four of them?
Which is part. Carpathian Sea is part of the Mediterranean.
I thought it was the seven seas. So that's four of the seven seas that are there.
They're not real seas.
Because that's all just the Mediterranean, isn't it?
But they all have different climates.
Yeah, there's all different bits going on. Yeah. So what were the starters then? Talk me through the wedding.
The wedding. Get this.
So who was getting married?
My dad's cousin called Edward.
Twice removed.
Yeah, so my dad's cousin. So that's my cousin once removed. Lovely guy, Rona. The DJ had a difficult time. So my cousin Edward.
Which with you there staring him out thinking you could do a better job.
I wouldn't take this job. I wouldn't take this job.
When you're playing Come On Eileen, big boy. That's what you were saying.
I couldn't take this job. Really? Edward's half Irish, half Pakistani. And okay. Rona is half German, half Kurdish.
They're going to have beautiful children. I've never seen
but good luck DJing that wedding.
Good luck DJing that wedding. Right. Lots of ABBA.
So, and presumably there are friends from and family from all parts of the world.
Yeah. But I tell you what I got into.
Was it great?
Even the German / Kurdish music, that was bouncing.
I'd love that.
Because he spent like little 20 minutes with each, you know, music kind of group, like culture. So you'd have your fucking, you know, little Irish tunes and all that, some Oasis.
That's the stuff you're more a fan with, of course.
Yeah. And then he'd stick on the German music. And that was good.
What's that?
You see Granny Una going for it. Berlin anthems.
Do you all have to pay to go there?
Yeah.
Or did they pay for you to go?
What, the 100 people that was there?
Isn't it a bit arrogant to ask people to come to your wedding that's far away?
Didn't you ask a priest to come to you to help you join the church about one day?
But that doesn't cost thousands of pounds. Hundreds of pounds.
But also,
do you know what? It's a good question.
Because a lot of people don't like it, to be fair.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I've had three cousins-ish. Well, yeah. They've all got married in different parts of the world.
If you're popular like you.
Tara got married in Spain. Amy got married in Portugal. Ed got married in... Where was that? Greece. Crete. Massive it is. And I don't think any of them have got married in the UK. But
I think it's cheeky. I think it's very cheeky.
But you don't have to go.
I mean, when you get married,
you don't
I know you're
going to
get married somewhere nice, so I will come to
but
that.
But what is nice, okay. It's lovely to be,
can I be invited?
On another part of the world with your family. Flights with Ryanair, so it wasn't too bad. And you get to have a nice time where you'll be on a, you'll never be there. Instead of going, oh, wasn't it great we went to Macclesfield for the day?
I won't ever be there. You're right.
This isn't about you, is it? This is about you. The concert.
And then, yeah, it was just a really nice day.
Was it good?
Really nice day.
So did they find the balance musically?
They found the balance perfectly. They had a great band.
What was the last song?
Well, here's the thing. They sort of risked it a little bit because what they did is, and this is quite clever, they just...
Full Gary Glitter only for 45 minutes.
No. Sadly, they hired out a big villa. And what they did is they just used the garden of the villa to have their party. Ooh. But the villa had a massive garden, so they brought in outside caterers and outside production team.
Did they tell the villa owners that it was being used for a wedding? Because sometimes people don't let you.
But at 2:45 a.m., police rocked up.
Of course.
Well, where were they for the last two hours, 45 minutes?
I thought, Greece.
Right, don't say
they were probably getting Harry Maguire to the ground.
Put the camera on Joe. I think a bit of went on, do you know what I mean?
Everyone heard that.
You stay off for it. What? Did they? You stay away for a little bit.
Do you think?
Anyway, yeah. And then we had a pool party the next day. It was proper, interesting pool party.
What, 100 people around the pool in the back garden?
Pissing in the pool.
There was like dancers there.
In the garden?
By the DJ. No, by the pool in the pool
but
party.
In the Airbnb or whatever?
No, this was in like a proper place.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, by one of the Four Seas. And it was just... It was just a really, really nice day.
Was it?
There was a little split between, in the English side, the Manchester City and the Manchester United fans. And the best man, I believe, was a City fan. Mm. So when he does his best man speech, he says it to us, it's really good. And then he turns to the German lot and he says his speech in German. And the only two words we could understand, which was then followed by a big laugh. And he didn't say these two words in the English one. So I do wonder what he said with the words Manchester United, and they all belly laughed.
Really?
What did he say?
Well, they wouldn't have been laughing if it was about 99, would they? Because we won that bad boy.
But yeah, overall, great wedding.
Disgusting.
I think you're just miserable because you'd never get invited to one.
Yeah. That's exactly right, yeah.
If you invited to our wedding?
If we got married in a foreign land, would you come?
Yeah, I would.
What about, where would you like it to be?
But you just said it's cheeky.
And arrogant.
And arrogant.
Yeah, but not my dad's cousin's...
My dad's cousin. Leave it there.
Son wants
no, no, no. No, no, no.
Why is your grandma going to
my
that?
My dad's cousin. That's her niece, nephew.
Crazy. How big of a family do you have?
That's her nephew.
But no, your dad doesn't have cousins.
No. All my dad's relatives are dead.
Yeah, but that's not normal. That's not the standard.
Well, I'm sorry for not being standard.
No, but no one's accusing you.
All right. Okay.
So if it's arrogant when they do it, what is it when me and Joe do it?
You've invited me to lovely times, and I appreciate you asking me, and I'll come.
I'll tell
to
you
that.
What, there's some smell after.
Also, I'll lend you the money so you can come.
Yeah, that's.
No, I'll just get off the sloppers.
There's some smell after spending a full day in a suit in Greece at 30 degree heat.
Oh. How does Becky handle that? Because, I mean, I know she's
human. She throws
as well.
Me straight in the shower.
Does she? Just chucks you in, locks the door. You've got 45 minutes, do your worst.
Yeah, with a bottle of that mint tingly stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, but you go through a whole one of them, don't you?
Come on, like an after eight.
How much do you drink?
Huh? No, there was a drink there all night that was free called the Ginger Surprise.
Oh, really?
And if anyone knows the recipe for the Ginger Surprise,
GHB.
Please let me know. All I know, there's a bit of ginger in it. Couldn't tell you the surprise.
The surprise.
What have you brought to Joe? How's the car?
The car is in stasis. It's going to be fixed in October. I went on a pub crawl.
Nice. Yes. And this is why he was upset at the start of the episode.
It's my friend who you don't know, and it was his birthday.
I do know him. He's Ollie.
Yeah, but you don't know him.
I know him.
How many times have you met him?
I've met him in Bada Bing.
Did you make a good impression?
Fantastic.
I mean, there was literally four of us that went, so it was hardly open season.
Met him loads of times.
Where did you go? Where did you go for it?
We went to, and you could do with a bit of this, Dom. Hope. Do you live in Hope?
That's where you should meet the priest.
Meet him on neutral ground.
Say, why don't we come to Hope?
Who looks with equal eye as God of all? A hero perish or sparrow fall, atoms and systems into ruin hurled, and now a bubble burst, and now a world.
So we met at the train station in Stockport, four of us, me, Ollie, his partner, Lizzie. Then we went to Hope on the train, and honestly, when I tell you, I've got a new lease of drinking life.
Yeah.
Now I've nailed down the allergy, whatever you want to call it, that was just sort of plaguing me. Obviously, I've talked about loads on the podcast. I think we have nailed it now.
What is it? What's the secret?
I don't know exactly, but I think it might be the alpha acids in certain hops. So when you look at hops, a list of hops, the different hops in different beers, they've all got different like bitterness levels and different acid levels.
Yeah.
The ones near the top, they're like sort of 8, 9, 10, 12 plus, make me feel sick. The ones near the other end, 1, 2s, 3s and 4s, I seem to be all right with.
So you have to ask, well, how do you identify this?
Typically, if it tastes bitter at all, it's high in it. So lagers and stuff are fine, spirits are fine, wines are fine. And I've just basically stuck with lager. I've got a list, I told you before, of different beers that seem to be all right. But, and obviously, you know, this is nothing to brag about. I had 10 pints.
Wow.
I cannot remember.
Massive.
It was over 7-8 hours. It wasn't like I'm a big boy.
Is it 10 different pubs?
So we had a pint can on the train. Okay. Then we had a couple of those like test tube shot things.
What? Then we went, bringing them there?
Me and Lizzie brought them from the B&M Bargains. Nice. Then we went to another pub, then had some food, then a big bottle of cider on the way home, then two more pints and a shot of tequila. And honestly, got home, fine.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't even that pissed because we spread it over like 8-9 hours. Yeah, but yeah. In the past, there's no way I could have had that much to drink and my stomach not have just absolutely given up.
Yeah.
And we were in, have you been to... It's near the roundabout next to Asda in Stockport, the pub.
The Arden Arms.
The Arden Arms is absolutely fantastic.
I love this game. It's great in there. We went back from Hope to the Arden Arms.
So we got a taxi back in the end. Here's another thing, to your point, by the way, Ubers are too cheap.
Too cheap.
We got a 45-minute taxi. It was 30 miles. 30 miles for 30 quid.
Nice.
Because if you think, like, if taxis were always a quid per mile... It would be like a quid from here to the other side of Manchester, which obviously it's way more. Like, how is it 30 quid for us to go 30 miles in 45 minutes?
You might be able to start affording them
again. That is unbelievably cheap. So we got the taxi back there. We got back there. There was a band on. The drinks were flowing. Hope. Fantastic now. But mostly just for myself, for actually being able to drink again. Can I ask
a question, Drew? Sorry, yeah. It's not that interesting. Where does Peroni rank on your list? Because that is the one drink that really makes me quite poorly. And I want to know...
Do you think that's because I think it's a 5.1% Peroni.
Dom, it's not about the percentage. Dom.
No, but for Ethan.
Where's Peroni on that list? There's the list I can have. Where's Peroni on
that? There's about 10 things there, Dom.
It's not there.
It's not on the list.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Who knows?
Maybe you can have Guinness. That's very good.
Can have one Guinness.
What do you mean?
Only one.
What?
Because any more than that, because it's obviously it's not right, but it's not as bad as some of the really heavy.
What's a really bad one?
Imagine something that would be called something like, it would be called something like Guzzler's Revenge.
Or IPA is very bad.
It's a 6.8% IPA.
Yeah.
And it's like looks like
custard.
So
you're allergic to being a twat.
Yeah, finally. It was all I had for so long, and now I'm allergic to it. But yeah, those like really nice IPAs that I do love, they're gone. But I tell you what, to be able to stay out drinking for 9 hours, I've not done that in years.
Well, that's really interesting, because I think I might be something new, because IPAs and stuff really make me quite bloated and quite horrible and a little bit sick. But I get away with... Stouts and Guinness and stuff, even though they're really heavy, they're the only ones that don't really make me like feel sick per se. So I don't know what it is, but
maybe you should start a list. Is your stomach all right at the minute? Because I know you're having a sausage issue. Your sausage pasta was knocking you out, wasn't it?
Well, some things that get me. When's the last time you made a good list? Do you ever do like a good? Do you ever do a list? Do you ever plan your life out? Do you ever? Or are you too ADHD and confused and all over the place? So do you ever like go, this is a good list, this is sorted
out? I start lots of lists, but I never carry them on. and I can't remember a good list. Do you have a good list?
I've got a good list.
What's it about?
Do the people on that list keep dying?
Well, like the German AFD. No, not yet.
Just build
Who's on the list?
There's a number one.
Why are you looking at him?
No, it's like he looks at my beard.
It's not him, is it? He's not number one.
No, of course not.
I'm a fucking asshole. I'm number one.
Simon Cowell's number one.
No, why have you got a good list?
No, just like...
What the fuck?
No, it's just... Well, they have been, like, planning out, like... I thought, fucking hell, everything's all over the place. So I just sat down for a good, like, maybe hour and a half, like, wrote out my life kind of thing. Like, what's going on, stuff I need to do, events coming up.
What's
kind
the
of
number
thing.
One thing that you need to do?
Whatever the next thing that may come up, such as pay tax. I'm cutting this is fucking boring.
Right.
Sort of paying taxes and
no,
that.
No, come on, I'm being confidence in yourself, Ethan.
I need
it has to be hilarious. I like hearing about your life.
I'm technically freelance now, so I've never really like sorted out my own finances and stuff before. So I need to like work out how to like declare stuff, so I've done that, and it's all very boring and very adult, but needs to be.
I'm really good at doing taxes. Just leave your tax with me and it will all be sorted.
No, I'm not good.
Like, remember that man with his jar of coins?
Yeah, I recall.
That all went to plan. Dom took a small tax.
Your
there,
tax revenue will be my jar of coins.
Yes.
That's a good name for a novel, that
I will
jar
get my phone in
coins.
A second look to see if I'm running the list. I do write little things down that I want to talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
And make little notes of them so I know what to talk about. Made a mistake on air today.
What happened?
Got two words wrong because I was a little bit tired in the morning. But 6 o'clock, Nadine Dorris defected from Conservatives to the Reform Party, and I said she defecated.
Did you actually?
I mean, it's quite pertinent, isn't it?
BBC again.
Yeah.
Not letting us have our
biased.
I apologise straight away. And I said, I've clearly got the words wrong there. I'm sorry.
Did you actually?
Of course, I can't say she defecated.
And also, you called her a massive though, didn't you? Which that didn't go down well.
You're not allowed to say that.
We'll bleep it. Sometimes I can be quite thick with words like that.
Yeah.
I need a good run up.
To a big word. So say it now. Try and do it again.
I can't really say it because I don't think I've ever said that word out loud before.
You've got it in you now though. You said it before.
Someone has.
So here's your chance
defected.
Now. Nadine Dorris has gone from the Tories to Reform. It. No, I want to hear it like proper, like it should have been on the day.
And another news you're waking up to today. Nadine Dorris has shit herself. no, I can't do it. I can't. Yeah.
Do you get told off stuff like that?
No, not if you. I said sorry straight away.
You got sort of on air kind of sort of cheeky chappy vibe, though, haven't you?
It means you shit his pants.
Yeah.
But that was my big first mistake in a while. Do you know what I mean, Dom?
Oh, what would you like me to cook you when I cook for you?
If you come down with me?
Yeah.
We can hint at this. I think it's allowed.
It's on the way.
Because I think I know what I'm going to cook. You'll really like it.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll like it and you'll hate it.
Well, I would like...
Well, you want to win us round, dickhead.
It's not a Sunderland fan, is it?
I'd like a story.
A what?
A story
deep fried novel.
What do you mean? Stop. It's not a fat duck.
What I mean there... Yeah, it could be, though. I want you to put the plate down in front of us and just don't go like, oh, this is a bit of this. I want you to be able to sell the dish for us.
Mm.
I remember having this once time when I was once happy in life, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, whatever. It'll be a cheese and onion pie, mash and beans. You'll love that.
Generally wouldn't go.
He'll love that.
I wouldn't go.
I would love the cheese and onion pie.
Mash and
I'm
beans.
Not a huge mash
You've lost
guy.
Me at mash.
I love
the
beans.
The fuck?
I love beans. I'm not. I like
mash.
Mash.
One of the worst of the sports.
No, I've seen you send me pictures sometimes of having pastry from Greg's with beans.
Yeah, I love that.
Are you vegetarian at one point?
Yes, but also that those are the two things I've said I do really like. I would love pie and beans. Mash. I'm not hugely keen on. That's what I said.
What about potatoes?
Dauphinoise.
So what's
yes.
Is this anything? The starters?
No, it's the, you're only
pie
getting
and mash.
Roasties.
You fucking
three
off
courses?
Your head. Of course it is. If you're not sleeping now, me.
I'll have to get
and
some
entertainment.
I'll have to get some advances.
So it's three courses and an entertainment.
You will be able to get an advance. We'll give you a budget. What did we all get? I think it was like 50, 40 quid.
40 quid?
Yeah,
I spent 40 quid on the cheese alone.
No, you fog, you're cooking cheese.
The cheese pie I cooked for the tour one night when we all had to put in money for the kitty for the week, so we each had a night to cook. My cheese pie cost £100.
Well, that's absurd.
Well, that's you being stupid.
And also, here's the other thing. It's not cook what you want and we'll pay for it. It's you have a 50 quid budget. Cook within that.
How did you spend 100 quid on cheese?
You probably bought some cheese that cost 90 quid a gram.
Well, I bought a wheel of cheese.
There you go, then.
What did you cook on Come Dine With Me?
I haven't done mine yet.
What did you cook on Come Dine With Me?
Joe's was very good.
Beef shin, crispy potatoes with beef shin. Then I cooked some chicken wings and I had a chocolate mousse for
really. That sounds very good, actually.
Ethan, what did you cook again?
I had a starter of Heinz tomato soup with double cream and a piece
double
of...
Double cream was the best bit.
The double cream was fantastic.
I think I put a bit of basil on top.
It was parsley.
Nope. Parsley.
You even put the wrong herb for that.
And then I did a main course of a story.
A what?
We have the cup about this! It was a story.
What's that?
Ethan?
It's a stir fry and a curry combined into one dish.
Combine with me.
And sadly, what I did was it got to the point where I boiled the veg in the sauce, so all the veg lost all of its flavour.
It was rancid.
It was
honestly the worst.
Wow.
And then for dessert?
And then for dessert, I made stroop waffles, which are associated with the pod. Mixed with two different flavours of sorbet. But what I did was I heated up the stroop waffles so that it would become nice and gooey and fall apart.
Yeah.
When you immediately place it on the ice-cold sorbet, it hardens up to the point where it is inedible.
And then a load of the sourest frozen berries you've ever had.
Worst thing I've ever tried.
What was the entertainment?
Well, for
watching
drinks.
The radiator.
No, the drinks were the cocktail making.
Which was the Calypso drink. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of Calypso, yeah.
It's got 6 teaspoons of sugar in it. And or tablespoons, that's the bigger one, I think, maybe. And I poured that in with some refresher sweets. And maybe some sugar.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was very...
In all these Patreon specials are on Patreon, by the way. For my Come Down With Me, I lied to everyone saying we didn't have a starter and I took him for a pint of Guinness.
That was belting.
And then we did have starters.
It was really good.
Have we rated each other?
Really good.
Have we what?
Have we done the numbers?
Yeah, I think afterwards you did like a little recording there.
What did you score?
I don't know. I didn't watch the end. I'll go watch the end.
Yeah.
What did he score?
We'll have to recap.
Anyway, that is on the way. Right, so Ethan, have you got a film review for us? Going a bit retro.
Oh, yes, we'll do a film review.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
I want to suggest a film / documentary called... It's called Unknown Number.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to talk about.
Is this about
it's my fucking review.
Have you watched it?
What have I said? Have you seen this, Dom?
Spoiler alert. Fantastic. If you've not watched Unknown Number for the next 5 minutes, we're going to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Go on, Ethan.
Let's all talk about it.
Do we spoil the punchline?
Yes, because I think we should.
If you've not seen it, turn this off now.
Let's through it.
I don't know it.
Yeah, well, it'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you've...
Right.
Close your ears.
I'll give this up and then Ethan, you can give your review. Is that okay?
That is fine.
So it's a TV show about a young girl and her boyfriend who all of a sudden start receiving horrific and constant digital abuse. It's texting, it's social media, but largely it's texting. It's stuff like texting the girl, stuff like, you know, end yourself. You're disgusting, you're skinny, this, that, and the other, no one would ever love you, how do you even dare leave the house looking like that? And it is, and the boy, it's stuff like getting very sexual, talking about, I'm doing this to myself, I'm doing that. They're 13 years old, and it goes on for 2 years, and it is constant, and it is hundreds of messages a day, it's like tens of thousands of messages and emails over 2 years. And it's all them talking about, like, how it completely ruined their mental health, how they broke up. Obviously, they were kids anyway. But and like, he got a new girlfriend, and then they started texting the new girlfriend's mum, I think, at one point.
Yeah. Everyone's accused. Friends,
yeah.
Family members, teachers are all accused of
it.
The thing is, well, there's the popular girl at the nearby school.
The popular
school.
Girl nearly did it.
Did they find out?
They do.
Well, Ethan's going to talk us through it.
So, well, it goes to the police, doesn't it? And there's, like, a big investigation stuff. And like you said, everybody is under review. They're taking stuff to the next level. They're watching surveillance at school. Let us know when you receive a text. We'll check to see which students are on the phone or not. And they just can't work it out. It goes to the FBI.
Who did you think it was, by the way?
I thought it was...
No. You didn't, did you?
No.
I think it's the mother...
I thought it was...
Is it?
I thought it was the mum and dad of the popular girl. Because I didn't get a good vibe from them. Because they were very defensive over their daughter.
Who did you think it was, Ethan?
I changed throughout. There was a moment that swung it for me when one of the images was a picture from a Christmas party. And at that point, it confirmed.
Came to play.
Yeah, it was a cousin. I thought it was going to go back to the cousin, and she had like a sibling who was a fucking nutter.
Yeah, and the girl had sort of bullied her a little bit.
I'll see. Spoiler: if you don't want to see this, so bit, could have
the girl was a bullet.
How did they find out who it was? Go through that bit.
So, like I said, it gets to the FBI. Stuff gets serious now, and they track and they discover through the IP address, they find out that the person who's using an unphone number is through an app called Pinger. So they through Pinger, the FBI ask for information from this company. They say, can you tell us which phone number this is coming from? And through the IP address, it comes back to one phone from the very beginning, and it's the mother of the abusee, Lauren, her mum, Kendra, has been doing it all along.
I guessed it.
Mad. Good guess.
I fucking guessed it.
It's the girl's own mum.
What the fuck?
Honestly.
Yeah. And she was pretending to work for a year where she was just going back home and doing stuff.
She had two jobs. She'd lost them both. She was working or pretending to work and basically was spending 8 hours a day abusing her own daughter and her daughter's boyfriend and then ex-boyfriend.
Is there a reason?
No, well, not really. Go on, Ethan.
It doesn't make sense. So just to recap on what the abuse was, often it was stuff like kill yourself, you should kill yourself or whatever. The boyfriend, was it Owen?
Yeah.
The boyfriend, Owen, we led to believe that Kendra, the mother, was almost sexualizing this 13-year-old lad and maybe infatuated with him because the motivation was almost to break them up. And it was saying stuff like, he doesn't love you anymore because you won't give him blowjobs and stuff like this and you won't put out for him. So it's literally kill yourself and you're not doing enough for this lad or whatever. So the motivation is maybe behind that. Also a sense of perhaps the mother trying to be a hero character for the daughter after she gets abused all day at school, comes back to the mum, she can be the hero
it's
and
like
say, what's going on?
You are beautiful. It's like proxy, isn't it? But emotional.
Well, they said that. He said it. He literally used that as an example. Mm. He said this is a sort of basically a similar thing.
I was on a plane and I started watching it and this the person next to me,
like, it's the mother.
Like, no. We're just like eyeballing it, like with a smile on the face.
And as it if was
they,
the mother.
They knew it. What was to come.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Like they allowed me to watch it, and they went.
And she goes to prison as well.
Yeah,
she gets sent to prison.
Good.
But yeah, but it's just for stalking and harassment.
What the
it's
fuck?
Not the sort of the sexualized side of it. We can't. I don't want to say it gets downplayed, but me and Lizzie were like, she's literally texting a child stuff about her touching herself.
If it was a man.
If it was a man or if... Yeah, I don't even know it.
If it was a man, you'd get...
I don't know why it was overlooked.
Were there any pictures or anything?
Not that I'm aware of because she was always trying to hide her identity, but it is genuinely mental.
Did you watch it by yourself, Ethan?
No, I watched it with Chloe. The thing is, I never really put on things at this point. I don't really think to go look for them, so I'm grateful that I'm recommended it. It was...
How many Flaming Hot Ethans?
Out of the storytelling of the event and the shock factor, I thought Netflix did it very well and it was very gripping. I'd maybe give it a... Well, you know what? It can't get a 5 because I thought the producers asking the questions of the mother was fucking terrible.
Yes, so, I completely agree with this. Way too soft on her.
Way too soft. And giving her answers. So there's like questions like saying... So when you were like caught saying to your own daughter that she's an anorexic, flat-assed bitch...
Genuinely.
What she said, the question was, so why did you say this? And Kendra's thinking of an answer. And she all of a sudden goes, the producer goes, were you maybe, was this a message to yourself, really? And it's like, don't give her one. And then Kendra goes, yeah, you know what it was? Because I was like,
here's what I will say on the producers, for the producers. They must have created her because she's the star of the show. If this is a film, she's the Tony Stark. She's, you know, Robert Downey Jr. They need her. She's clearly created a relationship with her. And in the past... Kendra might have said that answer, and the producers are trying to get her to say it again.
But
if you get me. That's not the first time the producer has sat with that lady.
But
so in the past, the lady might have gone, I think I've done this because of this. So when there's that pause, you know how long that pause might have been, because it might be edited down, the producer might have goaded her into saying what she's already
said. It felt an excuse to me, man. It felt like... Just answer it there and then roar rather than going, oh, it felt almost sympathetic. You are never having a go at your daughter along with you. You are having a go at yourself. And that's the real truth. That's
why
I felt like...
No, she didn't say that, but there was an element of... There's, you know, because I like they do on Netflix where they try and dig into like her history and her past and what had happened with her. But it is so bad. And then she went to prison. The daughter and that keeps sort of chatting to her. And then did you notice as well? We talked about this quite a while, actually. There's two... different interviews with the daughter that are being used simultaneously. There's one where she's sat on a bed in a sort of pink, very kiddie bedroom, and then there's one where she sat at the table in the living room. The one where she sat on the bed, it's, I want a relationship with my mom. I know she did this, but I know she still loves me. I spoke to her all the time in prison. You know, we've still got a relationship. And the one on the table was more like, I don't know if I can forgive her. I don't know if I can see it. So I wonder which one was filmed first.
Oh, no, the kid's bedroom was filmed first, wasn't it?
So maybe since time's gone on a bit, she's not seen as much, but she still hasn't seen the daughter.
It's like sometimes I see comments on our YouTube and think, that's a dumb comment, that.
No, I don't do that.
Dom's left it.
I've got sock accounts on YouTube where I can troll people, but I haven't done that for a while.
Great. And you wouldn't do thousands of messages over years of time.
When you're reading out the messages, it sounded like me on League of Legends. Those are people after the game.
Should we round up with another retro feature? Top 3. We've not done this in ages.
Yeah.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top 3.
3, 2, 1.
The top 3.
Today's top 3 is the top 3 best zoo animals.
We're really running out of ideas.
Says the man who offered nothing else to the top 3.
Well, we're running out of ideas. Do you agree with me?
What would you like then?
How about top 3 ideas for a new segment to Sloppy Joe's podcast?
We've literally got all that planned out.
Top 3 animals at the zoo. Go, Dom.
Pig.
No, it's not an animal at the zoo.
Ferret.
Is that number 3?
Yes.
Petting zoo, maybe.
No, what are those prairie dogs? Prairie dog. Number 2, jellyfish. Very good.
It's not a zoo.
It's water at a zoo.
Think of going to Chester Zoo.
Carrion vulture. No, they're all carrion vultures. Those ones that put the red sand in their hair. Those vultures. King vulture.
Oh shit! I'm gonna go with a rhino. In at number 3.
Never seen one at the zoo.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's because he goes to aquariums.
Vultures are in the fucking sky. Rhinos in the zoo. The monkeys are in at number 2.
You cannot just say monkeys. I let rhinos pass. What kind of monkey? There's fucking dozens of types of monkeys.
The ones that sort of... The ones that if you do a safari, they nick your windscreen wipers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? The cheeky monkeys.
Yeah, when you're going through Woburn and they're ripping your aerial off your BMW.
Yes. And number 1, it's the lions.
No! No! You've handled the list very poorly.
What are you going with?
He's going to take some of mine, this guy.
I'm struggling for number 3 because there's some animals where I've been to the zoo and I thought, you're cool, but it's very sad that I see you here. So,
yeah.
I think can't. Well, I would have said the tiger's really fucking depressed. I've seen a tiger at Barcelona Zoo just walk around in circles, which is a sign of insanity, so I've been told. And it's just like, yes, you're a cool tiger. Yeah. You shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be seeing you.
Completely agree with him. And the fact neither of you two mentioned this is disgraceful.
Have you seen that seal going round?
Yeah, it's horrible. Karen, Ethan.
Fucking horrible. It's cool to see, and hopefully I don't think they mind so much because they're predators. I'll put number three, the giraffe.
I like a giraffe. I like a
giraffe. Yeah, and what would they be doing brilliant. Anyway?
Probably good for them to keep them in a zoo, the giraffe. In at number two, because that story I said about Barcelona, but it can't be number one because it was a bit harrowing, was when I saw the gorillas, and I saw them, one of them was mating with another gorilla, and it didn't seem too consensual, no. Which put me off a little bit.
So that stops it being number one then, does it?
But the humour in it was where the other gorilla...
if only the gorillas weren't sex offenders, they would have been number one. Unfortunately, they've let themselves
down. What do you want to see them doing? Like, the knickers on the floor.
Having a cigarette after.
Him stroking her hair, giving her sweet nothings.
Well, it was the...
What a playlist on.
It was the gorilla who was...
Bananas all over the bed.
The gorilla.
A little love
heart. Yeah. Sorry.
A waterbed.
The gorilla was pressed up against another interior of the glass and watching it unfold. I just thought, that was quite funny.
On a Titanic.
And then one of them grabbed his semen afterwards. He was done and he ate it. I thought that was wild. So I thought, like...
Where did he grab his semen from?
I'll tell you what. What's going to be number one here?
What did he do?
What do you have to do to be number one? Go on, Ethan.
Where did he get his...
Don't worry about it.
He made a big... String
Let's not worry
of
about it.
In at number one, I put the flamingo because I remember going to the zoo. So they're all big, pink, and funny, aren't they? And what they'd do is they'd run to one side of the enclosure, then one of them would just go like, ah! And then they'd all run together to the other side of the enclosure, and then they'd stop, funny. And then they'd do it again. I was just like, this is great entertainment. The flamingos are class.
I'd stay watching them for ages.
Do you know why they're pink?
Yeah, because they eat shrimp.
Yeah.
Really?
I can't believe, so for my list, I can't believe Ethan was on about the ones that feel bad because they shouldn't be there, and then has gorillas as number two. I hate it when you see a big
one
with
top
a big
three?
Saggy belly because it's been endlessly.
Nah, they're all
turned.
Right.
No,
what's your
not.
Top three?
Number three, the capybara. No. Fantastic. Capybara. You can touch them, which immediately puts them above a lion, which might as well be on a telly. Because it's basically 200 feet away. It's either asleep in the day, having sex, or dead.
That's or the only thing. Like,
Dom, that's the end. The sex.
Yeah.
It's true.
You're basically a caged lion. Yeah. Sad.
Exactly.
But number three, capybara. Oh, what's this? A very flat open palm and some little bits of niblets that I bought from a vending machine around the corner. Yes, please.
No, world's
largest.
Boring.
World's largest vermin. Yes, please. I love a little capybara. Number two.
What?
Oh, it's a sloth.
A sloth. Yeah,
a sloth.
Yeah, sloths are good.
Because once again, where the fuck else were they going to be? I don't feel bad for this. This is all it would have done for 80 years and then died. I'm happy to have that there. And they're cool. They're like an ornament that moves. And number one, and I cannot believe no one has said it, the best thing, because they not only do they not hate being there, they fucking love it, and they put on a show for everyone every day, the penguins.
Oh, what a show.
Penguins are unbelievable.
Of course.
Swimming, you can chuck fish at them, behind them, you can pick one up, little pod fella, lob it back in the water.
You said
they're
it wasn't
amazing.
An aquarium.
No, they have them at zoos.
Yeah, they're about
they're at zoos. Because they... And by the way, this... Walking around with a little flat feet. Come on.
I once walked amongst the penguins.
Exactly.
Where at?
At a zoo. I think it was Edinburgh Zoo because I remember on the same week I was there, I went to see a very famous creature in an enclosure who used to... I think it was a monkey of sorts. I don't know what it was, but I remember King after Kong. Seeing it, the day after, it fell off its piece of wood and killed itself by accident. So I saw it the day before, and it was major news.
Really?
Yeah.
Penguins are the best.
Harambe.
I can't. Do you wish you'd put penguins in? I've said it.
No, but I think the orca is very good.
What's
they
an orca?
They love being in there.
I don't know what it is.
That's why they kill their handlers so often.
They love it.
What's an orca?
It's a killer whale.
Killer whale.
Anyway, everyone, thank you very much for watching the Sloppy Joes. Dom, been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Got a little thing to say at the end?
Rain, rain, come again another day. Go away.
Thank you.
It's like...
like Yoda.
You're putting it off, aren't you? It's eventually going to come.
Yeah, but that isn't the saying, though, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's rain, rain, go away, come yeah. again another day.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's going to come
what
back.
What did you just say?
You're adding all the bads into one area in the future. You don't know when it is.
Yeah, just get it over with. That's what I
constant
say.
Constant
yeah,
rain.
Rain, rain, come today. And then...
Stay away all of the
stay
days.
Away on the plain of Spain.
Fantastic. Ethan, thank you very much as always.
That's all right, Drew. Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
See you soon. Love you, bye. Come to Wingfest.
Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. See
Wingfest.